You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Welcome back to The Wire. We're now going to hear from Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox for the final time in 2016. We discussed 2016 in politics. Has it been a good year for the Māori Party? And what to look forward to in 2017 with the election? I began by asking for her assessment of the political year.
Epic is probably the word that I would use to describe the political year. Like, I've been an apprentice in politics for 2 years, and I think I've graduated, earned my stripes to move into bigger and better things in politics and get your teeth stuck into things. But then when you look back at it, heck, we've reformed the RMA. We've done it so well that we've got the whole of Hobsons Pledge saying we've given away too much to Māori, and we've got the whole of Māori Dim saying we've thrown them under the bus. So I'm like, oh my goodness, really can't win sometimes. I know that we have fought really hard to make sure that we can retain kaitiakitanga and tikanga Māori principles within the RMA. We've also increased the participation of iwi with their local and regional councils in the law by ensuring that they must have a mana whakahono arrangement with their local regional council around the matters of resource management. So I think we've done a pretty good job there, but there's one area that we want to lock down, and that is the ministerial powers of the minister around things like GMO. So that's yet one more battle to fight in the RMA space. And then we've also had things like the CIS review. We've been working with the minister to try and get the whakapapa arrangements back into the CIS legislation, and we got to a point at the very last second of the minute of the hour before they tabled it where we said we cannot support it unless you take away all the provisos around the wording. So there, you do have to give consideration to whakapapa, whanaungatanga and mana tamariki when placing children, when we're dealing with Māori children inside the law, except when it's appropriate or practicable or reasonable, which means when I can be bothered, if there's enough money and if I want to fill out more paperwork or not. So we can't accept that you put provisos around those things, and we're not supporting it. But we will work with the minister to try and ensure that this rebuild of the new ministry is focused on Māori children and Māori way in which they can relate to those families, because if you've got 63% of children in CIS are Māori, 71% of young people in prison are Māori, and 50-odd% of men in prison are Māori, 60-something percent of women in prison are Māori, then Māori are the mainstream in this space, which is unfortunate. But unless we address it in a way that works with them, then that number will continue to rise, and we have to ensure that a rebuild of CIS is done appropriately. So that's another battle on our hands. We've got water rights. We've got all sorts of things. And this year, we have covered them all, from the Kermadex through to housing and homelessness. And we are not finished yet. So there's a lot to do. The apprenticeship has been swift and brutal at times. But I've learned a lot, and we're ready to go.
What about the Māori Party itself? Do you think you've had a good year?
Oh, I think so. Look, when I came in, we had 1.3% of the vote. I sneaked in on the party list when people we thought were guaranteed going to get their seats didn't. My role has been to try and lift the profile of the party, ensure that our gains or the work that we're working in is known by people, because Tariana and Pete did amazing work, but lots of people didn't know what they were doing because they never heard about it. So that's been part of my role. If I do that successfully at all, then my seat is under threat. It has nothing to do with the mana Māori alliance that might form around where people stand in seats during the election. If I was any good at my job, then people will be attracted to the party, that they will believe in the policies that we advocate for, and we would get more votes. And as that happens, any one person wins a seat, and my seat was always at risk. So I have to win my seat. If I don't do that, I won't be here.
How would you rate the performance of the government this year?
choosing my words. The government have, look, if you look at it, they still have 50% support. There are a lot of people who are benefiting from the policy decisions that they make. But what is happening in this country is that we are leaving a group of people behind, predominantly Māori and Pacifica, and they are not benefiting from the policy decisions that this government is making. We do have the highest rising rate of educational success for Māori out of any other ethnic group in the country. We do have one of the fastest growing employment rates out of any other ethnic group in the country. We have a quickly reducing unemployment rate, still too high, still double the rate of non-Māori in the country, but it is reducing faster because it used to be triple. We have just improved the life expectancy for Māori in this country by 2 years, apparently. It's down to 5 years. It used to be 10 years. So, you know, there are things that are improving for Māori as well as non-Māori, but there is absolutely a group of people who have been left behind who are not benefiting from these policy decisions, who are suffering under hardship and poverty, and we need to do something that addresses that group so that all people can benefit from the economic position of the country and from the growing sort of benefits that the country are realising, because it's true that it is happening, but it's not to all people. Mm. And housing is a huge issue. It is keeping people burdened under the hardship, poverty, when people have to choose between paying their rent or feeding their children. They choose to feed their children and give up their accommodation, which means they are in substandard accommodation with their families, and that's not good enough.
Now, moving into election year, do you think the Māori Party is in a good position?
Yeah, I do think that we are in a good position. There's definitely an upward swing. We and you may not get that from polling. I mean, if you're looking at the people who are polling in the Māori seats and the Māori role, most of those people, or most people nowadays anyway, don't really operate on landlines. They operate on cell phones. So they do mostly do polling from landlines. We're always within the margin of error. So we go up, we go down, all 0.5%, but it's still within the margin of error. But what I do feel anecdotally is that there is a swing towards the Māori Party. Certainly when the Kingitanga put their support behind us, that was had another improved swing. We have Andrew Judd coming out saying that he's a member of the Māori Party and supports the aspirations of the party. That's got to be good. We have Howie Tamati confirmed as a candidate for the next election in Te Tai Hauauru. That's got to be good. We have wide-ranging interest from iwi chairs about the seats and about the way we can work together between iwi, the party and the government. That's all good. So I think it's just onwards and upwards, really.
All right, Maraba. Well, I thought it would be rude not to ask, but do you think you could sing a verse of Santa Baby for our audience?
Not rude, not rude at all. You can not ask if you want
to. It's your future career. This is your apparently audition to the world.
Well, I was thinking if I do bail out of politics next year, a late-night talk show might be a go. Something a little bit like Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
but
yes.
I'd probably do it on a Thursday night and try and nab politicians to come on. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully I don't have to resort to that because it could be a complete failure. But I will give you a verse of Santa Baby. I can't remember all the words. I wrote them on the plane going to the Nation finale. Sang a couple of verses there, and then we thought we'd do it for our adjournment debate. It's gone blinking viral all over the place, and 50 other countries around the world has been on their newsreel, which I find a bit remarkable. Got a whole little following in the Caribbean now. That's got to be a good thing.
Tours to the Caribbean coming up.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. None of that will turn to votes, obviously, but let's see. So a couple of verses that haven't been shown a lot is one that says, Santa baby, ministerial spot, and that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year. Santa baby, sign up to Māori Party tonight. Come and trim the Christmas tree with some decorations bought by Treasury. I really do believe in you. I'm sure Hobson's Pledge will believe in us too. Santa baby, there's something I don't know, forgot. I can't remember.
That's great, Marama. Thanks very much. Meri kiti miti to you, and thanks, and we'll see you again next year.
A kia koe hoki, Sam, nei te mihi atu ki a koe, ki a koutou e whakarunga mai nei, ki a tiaki pai koutou, i a koutou whānau mo te kirihi me te mea hararei, ki a tūtaki anō tātou. Hei kona.
Irirangi Pōho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.